There are currently 52 bills sponsored by Assembly Republicans still alive in the Nevada legislature. Reno Assemblywoman Jill Tullis introduced several of them. She spoke with KUNR's Paul Boger from her office in Carson City about her take on some of that legislation and whether lawmakers have been willing to work in a bipartisan fashion this session.
It is more than halfway through the session, and just wanted to check in with you and get your thoughts on the session thus far. You know, what are you seeing that's positive? What are you seeing that's negative?
Well, certainly there was a lot of excitement at the very beginning of the session, a lot of celebration over the fact that we had made history as the first female majority legislature in United States history. And no matter what, it's exciting to be a part of U.S. history. So that's been fun. And I think that we've continued to see a lot of discussion and bills and movement on things that matter to all Nevadans. And that contribution has definitely helped. And it's been a good unifying bonding thing for everyone across both houses and both parties.
What have you brought forward? What is moving through in this process? Is there anything that's died that you wish been given more consideration?
Well, as far as my bills, personally, I'm really grateful that I had 5 out of the 6 that I was able to introduce in hearings, and they've made it through that first deadline. They continue to be the areas that I focus on the most: economy, education, and safety. And so I spent a lot of time over the interim talking about occupational licensing, so I had a couple bills in regards to that. Definitely had some great collaboration with the Attorney General's office and the Treasurer's office to get some exciting things through for really helping people connect to scholarships so that there's that workforce development piece, whether you're a K-12 student looking at where you want to go after high school, or if you're an underemployed adult that would like to upskill and find new educational opportunities. I did bring forward a human trafficking bill that continues to be an area of focus of mine. I'm very grateful that that passed through.
Very early on, the Democratic leadership stressed its willingness to work in a bipartisan fashion with the Republican minority. Do you so far think that that's been a fruitful relationship?
Well, I think, you know, from my perspective, I've always tried to build good relationships with individuals on both sides of the aisle and in both houses, and have found that by and large, I've really enjoyed the fruit of that. And I think it's so important to let people know just how often that really does happen in this building. I know that that's oftentimes what we don't focus on so much. I think I've said this to you before, but last session, 95.2% of our bills got through with some sort of bipartisan support. So even though we don't tend to talk about that as much, it does happen, because there's a lot that goes into running a state of 3 million people, and there's a lot of issues that that people really do come together on. And I would say that, you know, there was my concern more this session, particularly with some of the compressed timelines between the times that bills really got out, got a chance to be introduced, and then made their way to work session. I was really more concerned with, is that the right timeline to be able to make good decisions, to have those dialogues, to flesh out differences, work with all the stakeholders? And just coming out of at least the 3 committees I serve on, Judiciary, Commerce and Labor, and Education, I was pleasantly surprised with how many of the bills actually did really take into account a great deal of the stakeholders' input and were able to get either there or close to being there. There are certainly some that were not able to be there, and that's where you see the differences or the splits on. And a lot of speeches in committees saying, you know, I'll vote for this right now to get it out of committee, but it still needs more work, or I'm a no, we just couldn't get there. And that's all part of that process.
Assemblywoman Jill Tullis, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That was KUNR's Paul Boger speaking with Republican Assemblywoman Jill Tullis of Reno. You can find all of our political coverage online at KUNR.org.